To most New Yorkers, the name Terry Pegula is synonymous with Buffalo sports. The businessman owns two professional franchises, the Sabres and the Bills. But Pegula is also in the hydrofracking business. While he sold his original company in 2010 to pay for these sports teams, he's once again actively drilling in Pennsylvania under the name of his new company, JKLM Energy. But according to some, he's not being a good corporate citizen. A report released last year shows JKLM had racked up more violations of state regulations per active well than any other operator in Pennsylvania. And there's more, as an expose on JKLM by Jim Heaney shows. Heaney is the founder, editor, and executive director of Investigative Post, and he joins us with details. Welcome back, Jim. Thanks for being here.
Well, always a pleasure, Susan.
So didn't you cover fracking for the Buffalo News back in the 2010s?
When Pegula purchased or was in the process of buying the team in early 2011, I did a pretty in-depth look at his fracking operation that he had just sold the lion's share of. And, you know, the company had a, as one expert told me, a mediocre at best track record of complying with environmental regulations. You know, it's a tough business to not rack up violations in. I mean, hydrofracking is pretty messy business. But Pegula's, old company and his new one, when you compare them against, comparable outfits, they don't stack up well.
Tell us about the number and type of violations that Pegula's company has been cited for.
These are not nickel and dime violations. These are pretty serious violations.
No, one of them was especially serious. I mean, they polluted some of the well water in one of the communities, and they were, that kind of
big
remediation. Is it still going on?
Yeah, they've got until the end of June to finish the remediation. I was down in Cottersport in the course of working on the storm.
All right, so you talked to some people down there.
Yeah, and that particular drilling site is just now this big scar in the woods. I mean, it's just a huge. I mean, these drill pads they build are on acres and acres and acres. They basically come in and they knock down everything and then put in drills and all the equipment and hardware that's required to make these things work. And that particular is called North Hollow. There's another investigative reporting center, the Public Herald, which is based out of Pittsburgh and has a presence in Cottersport, has done some really good work around this.
And have they also been reporting on JKLM?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're they know their stuff on this topic.
All right. So I understand that JKLM officials didn't actually speak to you about this, but you did pursue them for comment. Did they stonewall you?
Well, Susan, remember Lane Caleros?
I do.
Of course you do. I haven't had a group of people try and stonewall me as much as JKLM since I was dealing with the Lane Caleros three years ago.
Well, spill it, Jim. Tell us what happened.
Well, I mean, it's just, you call the office and they say the person I want to talk to isn't available, and I should talk with so-and-so, who's their press person. And so, okay, so you're being hired by, Terry Pegula to deal with the press. And for, 3 weeks, never returned a phone call, never responded to an email. I got a hold of one of the corporate attorneys, outside counsel, who's represented. And, I need to talk to somebody. Oh, you need to talk to the press person,
And this is the same person who you've tried for three weeks.
Yeah. Okay. You talk to Pegula's people here in Buffalo. Oh, no, you need to talk to, the same guy. It's like, guys, just stop. It was maddening, but also kind of childish. I mean, if you don't want to talk to me, pick up the phone and tell me you're not going to talk to me. For the life of me, I don't understand how people think not telling their side of the story works to their benefit. I mean, it didn't work for Lynn Carlieros, and I don't think it worked well for Terry Pegula this time either.
You didn't. You not only tried though Pegula, the Pegula folks in Buffalo. You also tried the JKLM officials.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean,
their attorneys.
I there were half a dozen people I reached out to, but you know, that's they do the same thing with their sports teams. I mean, very recently they fired Russ Brandon, who was president of both the Bills and Sabres, really the financial brains behind the operation. They fired him, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and released very little information on him. The same way, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, they brought Pat LaFontaine in, a Hall of Famer, one of the most popular players in Buffalo Sabre history, and summarily fired. Well, I don't know. He left. He disappeared, much the way Russ Brandon has recently disappeared. And, you know, my sense is that when the Pegulas don't want to talk, they will get people to sign non-disclosure agreements and dummy up, and the public really doesn't know what transpired. Now, you know, when you're in the public limelight the way the Pegulas are, I mean, they've chosen to own two very high-profile sports franchises in town.
And aren't they viewed as some sort of economic savior in Buffalo? I mean, they have a very good reputation.
Well, savior, but they have, you know, the head of the local chamber here, you know, pointed out rightfully that Pegulas have invested a lot of money. I mean, people in town are grateful that Pegula bought the team and the Bills and kept them here because there was a lot of panic over the prospect of Ralph Wilson, the former owner, dying, and then somebody sweeping in and purchasing the team and moving it. And the irony in all this is the guy who Pegula outbid to buy the Bills was none other than Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
Pegula put down $1.4 billion cash to buy the team and pretty much essentially said, okay, Trump, what are you going to do about it? You know, and people here appreciate that. But at the same time, you know, the fact that you've invested money in Buffalo doesn't mean that what you do is none of the public's business. I mean, it is. When you own sports franchises, when you own, you know, fracking companies that are constantly being cited for violation by inspectors, I think you have an obligation to talk to the press about what it is you're up to.
So
they obviously don't view things that way.
You know, two things can be true at the same time. One, you can be a really good, you know, corporate citizen in Buffalo and having invested a lot, and you can be a lousy corporate citizen in Pennsylvania as a fracking company. So are they a bad corporate citizen? How do people in the communities in Pennsylvania see them?
Well, the community there is divided. I mean, there are obviously, you know, there are JKLM and their subsidiaries, including, if the names on the trucks are correct, Halliburton, are employing a lot of people down there. And Counterport is a community. John Regas and Adelphia Cable were down there. You know, John and one or more of his sons wound up going to jail. Adelphia went bankrupt, and the economy down in Counterport kind of tanked.
When was this?
So now you've got Frank fracking in there, and mm-hmm. You know they're employing a lot of people, and a lot of people are leasing land and getting money off of it. So there are people who are grateful for the economic impact, but at the same time, there are other people. This is a rural area. It's rebuilt this economy in part around tourism and recreation, and there are concerns that hydrofracking is going to kind of despoil the natural assets that they have.
Well, that's been the concern since it started.
And it also raises havoc with people who live around these fracking pads. I mean, these are 24/7 operations. There's truck traffic. There's vibrations from the fracking. There's noise from the fracking. You don't want to be living, you know, anywhere near one of these fracking pads because they are not quiet neighbors.
It's an industrial site. So what surprised me in reading the article, which folks can find at investigativepost.org, is that JKLM's judgment was questioned by the state of Pennsylvania. Now, the state of Pennsylvania, unlike the state of New York, has advocated for fracking. They have been a friend to fracking. So.
Oh yeah, they have opened fracking, welcomed fracking with open arms. Yeah, when they issued the fine for the North Hollow episode, and it was in a neighborhood of $485,000 fine, they said that the company had exercised poor judgment in the way they handled the situation. Now there are environmental advocates in Pennsylvania who will gladly tell you that they don't think state regulators are nearly as tough on the fracking industry as they should be, which maybe makes JKLM Energy's violations that much more noteworthy, because they're basically averaging a violation per well, which is double what anybody else in this study had by way of a track record. So they clearly, Pagula's previous company and his current company have a track record that is not good when you compare it with most other fracking companies.
There are other people watching this JKLM as well, including Native American law enforcement.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of the wild card in all this. The Iroquois Confederacy has marshals, much like the federal government has marshals, and they, since December, have been looking into JKLM's activities in and around Cowdersport. And the chief marshal who I've been dealing with has told me that his work so far, or their work so far, has turned up what he believes are violations of not only state regulations but of treaty obligations that the nation has a right to see upheld. So they're continuing to look into it. He's talking about the possibility of some sort of legal action either in federal court or in Native American courts. Whether or not it plays out that way is yet to be seen, but there's I guess there's more than one sheriff in town on this.
Okay.
I mean, you've got the state of Pennsylvania, but you've also got the Iroquois, and the Iroquois seem to be pretty serious about this.
So the big question here is there any evidence that your reporting has moved the company to act as better stewards of the environment? I mean, is there any?
Well, his story only ran a couple of days ago, so I think it's.
We have big expectations of you, Jim.
Well, one would hope that there would be an impact, but. I think that's yet to be determined. I think the real determinant factor is going to be whether or not the state, what steps the state or the Iroquois take, because regulators or lawsuits tend to have more impact than reporters. Although we do have our moments.
Yeah, check Roan and Farrow. And the folks over at the New York Times, absolutely. You heard about some of the, you heard about the issue that happened this week in Albany because of some journalism about the AG.
Yes. I've been listening to the show this week. I mean, oh my God. What was he thinking?
I don't know. It's terrible stuff. But at any rate, you can read Jim's expose on JKLM at investigativepost.org. Jim Heaney, founder, editor, and executive director of Investigative Post. It's always good to talk to you, Jim. Thank you.
Take care.
Capital Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.